Good morning.
Morning.
Finding eternal security after 92 years. Claire, a sweet 92-year-old lady, joined a Bible class at the retirement home in which she lived, where the Gideons met for their Saturday morning prayer meetings. And after one class, she waited around. She wanted to talk to the other Gideons who led the service. She said, "I've been a believer for a long time, but I just don't know if I'm going to heaven. Would you like me to talk with you?" said one of the Gideons. His name was Dan, and Dan talked to her for the next 20 minutes. And Claire listened to Dan and shared words from Scripture as the Holy Spirit led him. The conversation ended with Claire praying that Jesus would forgive her sins and asking Jesus to truly save her. A couple of weeks later, as she was leaving class, she told Dan, "I know now that I'm going to heaven." After being out of town for a few weeks, Dan returned to the camp for a Saturday morning prayer meeting. He was greeted at the front desk by the receptionist, who shared with him some bad news. While Dan was away, Claire fell outside her room and died shortly afterwards. Dan's shock and sadness quickly turned to peace and joy when he realized that Claire was home in heaven with her Savior. He was reminded of the words that he had shared with her from the Gideon Bible there in the retirement home. He read from the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Because of a Gideon and a Bible, Claire now knew where she was going, and we now know she's there. Like all Gideons, I am from a local church. Gideons are part of the local church. We're just an extension of you and your ministry, and we work in partnership with churches and believers just like you to spread the gospel all around the world. With your help, the promise of Isaiah 55:11 is fulfilled, and God's word does not return void as men, women, boys, and girls come to Christ through reading a scripture placed by a Gideon. If you're a young man in Ohio between the ages of 12 and 21, and you get into big trouble with the law, and you're sentenced to serve time, and you're deemed a bad prisoner, they move you to a certain maximum security prison, excuse me, for young men of that age group. That prison is in Massillon, Ohio, and it's called Indian River Maximum Security. Gideons go there every week and provide Bible studies to the inmates. For the inmates, it is, of course, strictly voluntary. The inmates can sign up and come in as they wish. But during one of those Bible studies, a Gideon named Rick was leading that night's discussion. As the inmates came in and were seated, Rick said, "Let's go around the room and introduce yourselves by your first name only, and what part of Ohio you are from." As they went around the room with instructions, everyone did as they were asked. And then they came to that last man in the last row. You know, it's always the last man in the last row. But in this case, that's true. Everyone before him had done as he was asked to do. The last man in the back row's name was William, and he was a big, big young man. When it came to William, he stood up and he said as loud as he could say it, "My name is William. I'm an atheist, and I don't believe one single word coming out of your mouth." He just screamed it at the top of his lungs, and then he sat down. The Gideons, while a little taken back, went ahead with the Bible study, but they kept their eye on William in the back of the room. And again, remember, maximum security prison. The court and the law categorized the men in this facility as non-redeemable. Think about that. Non-redeemable. Again, William is sitting in the back, and he didn't want anyone to know or even think that he was interested in the discussion taking place. But Rick said he could clearly see William back there, and he was paying closer attention than he wanted anyone to realize, paying attention to the message being shared. As the other Gideons continued sharing that evening Bible study, Rick kept watching William. At the end of the study, as the inmates exited, the only thing that they were permitted to leave with or to take with them was a New Testament from the Gideons that was stacked up at the door that they could pick up as they came in or as they left. William refused accepting one of these New Testaments as he entered the room, but when the Bible study was over, William made sure that he was the last one to leave, last one except the Gideons who were sitting in the front of the classroom. And as he left, he nonchalantly grabbed one of those New Testaments and put it down his pants so none of the other fellow inmates would know it. So the next week, what do you suppose happened? Who was in the back row? William was there again. They went through the introductions again, and they dug into the lessons for the evening. And William started answering questions or asking questions. The Gideons weren't sure if those questions were real or sincere or if William was up to something. But William kept asking related questions. Were these questions genuine or something that William really wanted to know? Well, they finished that evening session. The next week comes and William shows up. The third week comes, he shows up. The fourth week comes, he shows up. The fifth week he comes, he shows up. Every time and every week, William is asking more and more questions. And by this time, you just knew he had to be reading the scriptures in order to be able to ask the questions that he was asking. So it just appeared that this William, he was getting it. Atheist, I don't believe a single word from your mouth. Remember those words. And at the end of each Bible study, the Gideons would give an altar call, and those wishing to do so could come forward and pray on a one-on-one basis with the Gideons. At the end of that fifth week, William was the first one on his feet, and he came up to talk with the Gideons, and he said the following, "I have to tell you, I took the Bible, and I started reading it, and I read it a lot. I had always heard that this book was just full of mistakes in it. What I wanted to do was find some of those mistakes and come in and ask you guys questions. That's why I was asking you all those questions. I wanted you to know that I knew what I was talking about, and I wanted to trick you and make you guys fumble if I found a mistake and you couldn't answer the questions. That's why I was there. But I read it, and I'm up here now. I was wrong. I am here to confess my sins and that to ask you Gideons to pray for me because I want to ask Jesus into my heart as my Savior." William accepted Jesus Christ that night. And what happened that night, along with the weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, the Holy Spirit showed up too. And William was convicted just from the reading and hearing God's word. Just from reading and hearing God's word. So I'm here today to thank you because of you keeping the Gideons as one of your ministries. You enable those kind of things to happen. And there are thousands of these kind of testimonies because of someone placing one of the Gideon Bibles in their hands. We do place Bibles in all the normal traffic lanes, hotels, hospitals, doctor's offices, wherever we are allowed to place them. We, your Shelby County Gideon Camp, gives out New Testaments and Bibles at various other distribution avenues, like colleges and universities, local schools, the Shelby County Fair, the Jackson Center Community Faith Night, Vacation Bible Schools, and individual Gideon one-on-one personal distributions. We make these distributions to place God's Word for the purpose of having people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. So I want to thank you, St. John's Lutheran Church, Pastor Edmison, for making the Gideons one of your church ministries, because you do make a difference. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here, to give us of your time. It's been a privilege to share the work of the Gideons International with you today. May God richly bless you now and forever. Amen.